This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We got Eric Kendricks coming up in about 20 minutes, and I do believe you'll enjoy this interview. Right now, something I always know people enjoy. In your face, Reggie. It's the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Okay. Except for that one guy that's like, worst segment on the station. And I'm
oh my God, crap.
Dude, I'll be better.
Next time that person texts in, I'll jot his number down and send, or her number down and send them some alternatives.
Okay, all right. Like alternative rock?
No, some alternative segments.
Oh, like What's Wrong Wednesday? I loved
What's
that
wrong?
Segment, though. What's wrong?
My favorite was, I guess it really wasn't my favorite.
It's a long segment title.
No, freaking hell, now I'm drawing a blank, where we play the explosion.
Oh,
Ultimate Backfire?
Ultimate Backfire! That was an awesome segment.
Why did that segment go away?
Dawson loved that segment, too. He'd always come in and be like, and that was the Ultimate Backfire. Oh. I love that, man. Yeah.
I don't know why we say, why did it go away, as if we don't have the power to instantaneously. Like, that segment could be on the show tomorrow.
We could do it. Yeah, we could definitely do it tomorrow. Before we get into some nonsense, which Reggie was like, let's get back to nonsense.
That's right.
which we will. We will get to some nonsense in just a moment. But I am kind of, tomorrow's the first padded practice.
Yep.
And I have a couple of, I said tabs, by the way. Somebody said that they thought I had said start tapping, but I said tabbing. The guys that you're kind of like, okay, what I've been watching out here has just kind of been a collection of, all right, what's Trey Lance look like? You know, Dak looks fine.
Not great.
There's some stuff going on
for
here.
For Trey Lance.
That feels like, I mean, you gave up a fifth again?
There were a couple of moments I was looking at Trey Lance, and I was like, okay, I could see that. And then he gets in the team, and I was like, oh. Like, he's not making any of these throws.
So I'm not wrong, right?
No, not at all. No, yeah, Reggie, I mean, he needs the reps. He needs a lot of work and a lot of polish and to feel a lot more comfortable not sailing a football on some of these guys. So
can I go too far really quickly? Like,
he's never going to be an NFL quarterback then, right?
Like, you're probably at that
point. Because I don't think that anybody's going to be inclined to give him all that time to get to the place that he needs to get to, right?
Yeah. So, but you're right. I think that you're correct about that, in that people will keep giving him chances, but between being a starter and backup, those reps don't come along very easily.
Mike has said this numerous times, and he's not wrong in this
situation.
Mike's
shaking his head. Yes, I have.
The best thing for Trey Lance is he hasn't gotten attention playing football. Like, that has rebuilt the mystique of, he's number three pick in the draft. Like, he's clearly went that high for a reason. And then you're watching these practices, and I realize they're just practices, but you're like, huh, okay.
Well, yeah. Justin Fields played. Done. Mac Jones played. Done.
Yeah. Zach Wilson.
Done.
Done. Yeah. Aaron Rodgers.
Lawrence. Oh. $55 million a year.
Yeah.
You better hope he's not done.
Because that team has no other options. So they were like, you got to keep going with this guy. So I was kind of like, we've seen some generic things. And yes, Carter went and got food and didn't ask if we wanted anything.
I know.
And he left. He just took off. And then now he's back with food that smells amazing.
Just eat it and tell him how good it is.
He's offering fries right now. I'm like, no, I'm all right. One of the guys that I'm tabbing right now as somebody that I want to definitely watch a lot more of today or tomorrow is DeMarvion Overshown. just because he looks like a physically different player. He is one of those guys that's going to be very important to this defense. And again, physically, he's built. He's looking like, whenever we got drafted, Kevin, was the first thing I said. Looks like he's going to be an underweight kind of guy. I don't know. I trusted Dan Quinn to do it, but I don't know how he's going to fit in the NFL. And then all of a sudden, he gets hurt, and they go through an offseason. New defensive coordinator comes in, and Overshown says, I need to put some weight on my body because Mike Zimmer likes beefy linebackers just as much as he likes beef up front on the front four.
You got Steven to agree with you on that and say beefy at the same time. Mm-hmm. One thing I I'm good. I do think it's encouraging is both Overshown and John Stevens, who made a big impact before they got hurt last year, have popped right back up at the beginning of training camp as like, ooh, these guys, they look like they got something.
Does anybody get confused for a second that every time you say or yes. we say John Stevens, uh-huh. I'm yes. thinking of John Steven Jones, yes. the quarterback for Highland Park.
We have multiple people text that, yeah.
Because he's John Stevens Jr. He's a tight end out of the University of Louisiana. Do we have to add the junior on there just to help us, even
know.
Though we don't know his daddy?
I don't know. I don't know how best to help you on that. But I do the same thing. When Steven Jones said it earlier, I thought he was talking about a nephew or something. You know, I thought he was talking about somebody in the family.
Because
so.
I'm going to be honest, maybe not in our lifetime. I'm 46, almost 47. John Steven Jones is going to be the man running football operations at some point for the Dallas
sure,
Cowboys.
I get that.
As
it's
long
probably
as it stays in the
40
family,
years
yeah.
down the road, or I guess, I don't know. 30 years down the road. I'm just trying to put age on people right now.
He's just trying to tabulate ages. Kevin, the other person I'm interested to tab on is Tyler Guyton, physical stuff whenever they get the pads on.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Across the front offensive line, it's Tyler Guyton, interest number one, then Brock Hoffman, and how he handles that in the middle.
Were you, I know you talked about pad of practice tomorrow, were you excited to see Guyton in with the ones yesterday?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and there was a couple of moments the other day where I was like, why is Tyler Smith not out there with the ones right now? And then we learned he was just taking a little bit of a breather, and I was like, all right. And Guyton was on the other end of the field with the twos. And so I was like, and BB's over there playing center with the twos. And I was like, all right, what's going on over there? So, yeah, just trying to, you know, keep an eye on some of those things. But you know what Christy Scales will tell us, too? Watch the punt. Watch the punt team, because that's where you see where that guy, that you're like, is that guy going to make the roster or this guy? Those guys at the bottom end of the roster, he's a protector. That means he's probably going to be making the back end of the roster.
And this is how I think the John Stevens thing is going to be confusing. The first three responses I saw were to, is it confusing? Yes. No, yes, this is confusing.
Yeah, and then John Stevens Jr. dad was a running back for the Patriots back in the day, and his sister is a pro tennis player.
Hey, is that right?
That's what this person from the 318 says, so there you go. I like this from the 214. They want to keep an eye on the defensive tackles, see what those guys are doing, especially in this physical stuff, because that's where you're getting a little more of an idea on who's got strength and who does not. Now, we did go over the weekend. It's been the trio of Kevin Hagelin, myself, and Carter Freeman, the guy who does all the videos that have been popping up on your Instagram and Twitter feeds. He has been saying, you know what, I want to hang out with you guys. So we went and saw Deadpool over the weekend. Now, Kevin, as we were driving away from the movie, you were like, Deadpool's at like $91 million already to get this thing around.
$96
yeah. million dollars on opening day.
Look.
And you guys were going nuts about all this stuff.
I loved it. Some might argue that there are too many fight scenes set to full-length songs.
Like Madonna songs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or music inset scenes in general. I am not one of those people. I thought their song choice was fantastic. I thought the intro was awesome. I thought it was fun. I loved it.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. As I keep saying, it's everything you expect from one of these Deadpool movies. So if you liked the first two, which I'm one of those that's like, I kind of want to watch the first two again, maybe start my little collection of Deadpool movies, because it doesn't seem like that's going to be something they slow down on. It was an absolute blast, man. And if you're looking for something like that, you absolutely can find it with this movie. But then the next day, which was yesterday, if you will.
This shows a lot of variety from us, right?
Yes, I think it does. Somebody actually, I tweeted out a few pictures from yesterday, Kevin, and one of them was one of the quotes that I saw on the wall that I thought was a really poignant quote for today and what we're dealing with. About the presidency and what's expected. And Ronald Reagan, man, he was a person who put a lot of people at ease around the country.
A great communicator.
They gave him some hope, you know, gave him a lot of hope in that time. Have you had enough? Vote Reagan. You know, like all that stuff, and it became a time. I know it wasn't an easiest time because our country, as we pointed out, Kevin, going back years now, you're looking at going, man, we've gone through this and then this and then this and then this, and it just keeps going on. But going to the Reagan Library yesterday was I just went down to the Alamo, and I think that kind of like turned on this, hey, let's go to see more of this kind of stuff. And I didn't know what to expect, but the setting is up in a mountain,
it's
maybe
amazing.
The best views that we've had out here, and it was an absolutely worthwhile adventure that we got to go on yesterday.
I thought it was really fun, and we were talking with Mickey about this as well. Even if you're not like super politically inclined from a just historical perspective, like they have a beam from one of the Twin Towers from 9/11 in that museum because it takes into account other parts of history.
They have a piece of the wall outside.
Yes.
You know, but that you're like you say, your other parts of history too, yeah.
We got to walk on Air Force One, which the actual one that served seven or eight different presidents, which was amazing. So just from a historical perspective, I thought it was really neat, and Corey is right on about the setting. You drive up a mountain road for a mile or so. The views out there are incredible. I thought it was so much fun. They were very different, but I loved the free time before and after practice this weekend when we saw the movie and went to the Reagan Library. I loved them both in very different ways.
Yeah, and like you said, somebody had, I think it was Scott Knudsen on Twitter, had said, oh, trading the cocktails for culture today. And I was like, yeah, I mean, that was a totally worthwhile thing to go do and see because I learned something. And now it's got me interested a little more in I want to go to see to the Bush Library in Dallas now. It's right there. You said we did a show there.
We did.
I think I may have missed that
okay.
one. I think I was off that day. But I've never been there. I know some people who are guides there and everything too. But yeah, man, learning a little more about what we've done, because there are things that I was flipping through going, hold on, how has that changed to now? Have we actually grown from whenever they implemented this bill, or has nothing actually happened with this? So there were a couple of different moments where I was like, oh, wow, this is a great moment in time that's actually changed what our culture looks like right now. So that was kind of fun. But more than anything, dude, it was really you kind of step back in time, seeing some of the old cars, being in Air Force One, being in the helicopter and stuff
the
like that.
The old limo was neat, and we got to go in Marine One as well.
And the old limo had a roof on it, too, Kevin, which we've learned it's important for your roofs to be on your cars when you're the president, so it's a pretty important thing.
That is true, but then you showed me the picture when Ronald and Nancy were like standing
they were up
through
there.
The roof, and I felt like their security details probably like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, but it's a nice adventure, and now I don't know how many presidential libraries do you think y'all have been to? Because Carter says he's been to two.
Went to the Aggie one, right?
Yes, that's H.W. Bush.
Okay, all right.
And so I've been to that one. I've been to the Reagan one. I'm trying to think. I feel like I've been to at least one or two more.
So all of those are interestingly conservative presidents.
Okay.
That's an interesting...
They're not going to have a non-conservative president in the state of Texas.
I mean, you have LBJ in Austin.
LBJ,
I hear what you're saying. I would argue those other two are a case of proximity, and we're in California right now. I would definitely go to a Democratic presidential library as well. I think
swing through Clinton's.
I think it's really cool to learn that side of history.
Where is Clinton's?
This isn't Arkansas?
It's gotta be in
Hope,
right?
Yeah.
It's got to be in Hope, because Nixon's out here, too. So that's lots of different perspectives.
Well, now I can't go to that one, because that's another conservative, so I need to stay away from
you need
that
to even this out a little bit.
You got to get some balance really quickly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Bipartisanship. It's always worked.
Clinton's in Little Rock, by the way.
Hey!
Okay, there you go. So, yeah, that's not very far away either, Kevin.
By the way, from the 254, somebody asked this. Did they talk about how Reagan sold missiles to Iran in order to fund the Contras, then lied about it to the American people? Yes.
Oh.
He gives a speech about that. That was the speech, Reggie, I was telling you, where there was these two other people, and they really liked Reagan in that moment because he goes, I take full responsibility for, and he just on and on and on, and just, comparing that to maybe more modern politicians on both ends of the spectrum. He was like, nothing is ever my fault. He
full
was
responsibility,
like,
huh?
Yeah. He was like, look, it's my fault. I was not old enough in 1987 to be able to tell you.
I was six.
Yeah, about like what that looked like from a political standpoint. I know they had trials and stuff.
There you go, six and nine.
What are
and
you
that's
doing right
the
now?
C block, ladies and gentlemen.
That was not nice.
Well, we're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk. And it's going to have an explosive beginning with Dallas Cowboys linebacker Eric Kendricks right here on 105.3 The Fan. Peace back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you the newest linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys. It is Eric Kendricks. Eric, how's this training camp going
hey.
So far?
Great.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
We're in California.
Let's go.
Come on.
You want me to do a different intro?
There's going to be so much editing later.
Yeah. Wow.
We did it.
All right. Just so I can say I did a clean version of it. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you the newest Dallas Cowboys linebacker, Eric Kendricks. Good afternoon, sir.
What's up?
I just want to tell everyone, we'll have another version of this interview that you'll have to take a listen to. There might be a lot of beeps in it, but it's going to be really fun. I was just talking with Zeke, and one of the things that he said that I thought was a really good philosophy is one of the things about training camp is you're out here, you're spending more time with the guys both on and off the field. It builds the camaraderie, which makes you want to play more for one another. Is that I know training camp's important for other reasons, but is that one of the big things that helps?
100%. Locker room is crucial, especially during training camp. You know, everybody's working, everybody's a little bit tired, you know, your feet get a little bit sore, so all the little joking around, you know, getting to know somebody, you know, even on a serious level, you know, getting to know someone personally, you know, you may relate to things in your past. That all comes into play, and you know, you wouldn't realize when it really comes into play on the field, but it matters. Fourth quarter.
When you're talking about some of these serious conversations, well, I've always been curious. It probably changes year to year, team to team, but like give or take, how many like really close relationships do you feel like you have on the team? Y'all are all close inherently, but like how many guys you're like, oh dude,
I'll, oh right now,
yeah,
or, oh yeah, I would say there's a full for sure a handful, you know. Some guys you just get along with real well, like you like you've known them for a while, you
yeah
know? Obviously I built relationships on other teams in that as well, college, high school, you know, with the Vikings, with the Chargers, you know, but even last year, you know, I had relationships that grew throughout the season. So I'm looking forward to that as well. You know, I'm still kind of new here, and I know a couple people, but at the same time, I'm building those stepping stones too.
Now, you are new here, and my co-host Corey demanded that we have you on the show.
I did, yeah.
Because he has big expectations for you. So I'm sure you put your own pressure on yourself, but Corey...
Yeah, it's wild because I actually have big expectations.
Okay. Hey, good. Wow. Yeah.
Perfect.
That makes sense. Yeah. I'd be really concerned if you're like, I can feel it winding down. This is going to be a mid-season. I'd be like, oh, no.
No, man. Well, I mean, obviously the relationship with Zimmer is something that jumps out immediately because you've known him for a long time and you know his defense. Mm-hmm. The familiarity must have been something that intrigued you about coming to Dallas because you knew he was here and you could do this.
Absolutely. Definitely. You know, I kind of was in a different defense for 2 years in a row, you know, learning the ropes. I was kind of like the new person learning it, and you know, it was cool. I ended up learning it, but you know, I feel like my comfortability in this defense, playing Mike in this defense, you know, the variations, the changes, you know, the adjustments we make at halftime, our preparation week to week, you know, was what I wanted to get it back into.
My kid, I heard that you were a car guy.
Oh yeah.
And my kid and I
you
were
mean
talking
the
about
vehicles, not
vehicles,
the,
not
the
like the movie cars. Maybe I don't know. Maybe he loves the movie
hey
cars
now.
Too.
Ka-choo.
Yeah, exactly.
Ka-chow,
ka-chow. All right. So my ka-chow. Kid,
see,
I was telling.
See, yeah, you're definitely not a fan.
I'm new
of the
to
movies.
It. You know, to be honest with you, I held off the movie cars until my son. So I just had my son. You know, we watch cars now, but I haven't watched the movie until I literally saved it for myself, and now I love it.
It is. Yeah. It's I love it too. Yeah. Now my kid, he's 13, and he's starting to get into cars, and he was like, do you think he would buy the Mercedes Avatar Vision car. Have you seen it? Have you seen it with the scales on the back and everything? I was like, I don't. It's
absolutely. That's going to be out of my price range for sure, as far as vehicles is concerned. But you know, I do love a good Benz every once in a while.
Did you go to a car show in this area? And are you currently driving something from that car show?
I go to car shows all the time, and I have been to car shows in this area. But I am currently driving a 911 Turbo S.
And I heard about
this. It's a 992, so it's the new one, and man, is it fun to drive.
Is that a purchase of yours?
No.
Or is this?
You know, so actually, shout out to Porsche, you know, they let me drive one to camp and have it for the month. So, you know, I have a good relationship with them. I've done a couple racetrack days with them. I own a GT3 RS, the former version. So, you know. Let's go. Match made in heaven.
Do you feel like the common people call it Porsche and the really in the know people call it Porsche?
Yeah, I mean, I just try to call it Porsche as much as possible. You know, every once in a while a Porsche comes out because that's just how, you know, us Americans are used to saying it. But I don't know. Tomato, tomato.
Now, and then the movie Ford versus Ferrari. Let's see how cowboys he is now. Ford or Ferrari?
So I'm actually a huge fan of both. But I have a Mustang.
Ooh, there
but
you go.
I do want a Ferrari at some point.
Okay.
My dream car is, you know, either a Ford GT, like a 2005, or, you know, a Ferrari 458 Special.
Yes.
Do you wait till you're like, let me wait till my career's over to chase that? Or are you like, let me just wait till the price feels a little bit better?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's a good buying market actually right now, to be honest with you. But at the same breath, you know, just when it feels right, you know, I find the right car that I'm kind of, you know, I'm always looking, you know,
sure.
I'm always looking.
Sure.
But, you know, it's got to feel right too.
That's a little different from Alfred Morris, who had the same Toyota that
Man.
He had from like when he was in high school.
He drove up. I respected it because I'm somebody who will like stick with it until it's broken. He rode up in his busted 91 car, and I was like, yes, that is a man who takes care of his money.
I mean, if you buy a car and your plan is to run the brakes off of it, you know, you got to do that. You know, get your money out of it. But I like driving driving cars for like 10 to 20,000 miles and then just kind of selling them for like – what I paid for them were like a couple thousand less, so it's like I get a free car.
Okay, yeah.
So like I play that game a lot.
Or maybe a rental fee at worst.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like registration fees and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, insurance. But that's the game I like to play. So I like to kind of like, you know, drive like a little bit of a rare daily. But, you know, that's what I do.
This secondary, you got some dudes that love to get the football. Mm-hmm. They love to get the football.
Sure do.
And I'm kind of curious on, you know, that was a Dan Quinn. We hadn't seen something like that around here in a long time. Players that did that, Dan Quinn kind of brought that in. How does that model work with the Zimmer defense? Are they still going to be that kind of aggressive? Are they going to be different lockdown? What are your feelings there?
I feel like it's just, you know, I feel like once as a DB, once you get the taste for the ball, you know, it's just, you know, that's just what you taste blood, you know, at the same time, you know, you gotta have it. So I love that they have that mindset. You know, I think that with our defense, you know, I think what we're focused on first and foremost is stopping the run, you know, obviously. But in the same breath, you know, once we get that job done, that's when our pass rush and our secondary comes alive. You know, those work hand to hand together. When the quarterback has to get rid of the ball quick, or he has to hold a little bit too long, that's when you start seeing big plays in the back end.
You were just talking about stopping the run. I realize we're really, really early in camp, but do you get the sense that that is going to be a focus of camp for not because. In past years, the Cowboys also struggled stopping the run. I realize that is not your responsibility or this team's responsibility, but it feels like it might trickle over because of that.
It's definitely a team effort, you know what I mean? I think the stopping the run is a mentality first and foremost, you know, but you know, I've been on a lot of great defenses. You know, I play with a lot of great players who just take that mindset, and you know, sometimes you're going to have a harder down than others, and that's what it means to be successful. Then we got to play good defense.
Is third down your favorite down?
That's the money down. Absolutely.
There you go. Now, one of the things that we were talking about off air, Summer Olympics getting started. Do you have a Summer Olympic sport or athlete that you're interested in checking out?
It's man. You know, my wife ran track in college.
Oh.
And you know. Soccer. She played soccer as well. So I think those are the two that we kind of key in on. Those people are the best in the world. Obviously, we know
sure.
that. But it's just crazy to see, you know, them running over and over and over again. You know, I was at I train at UCLA in the off seasons, yep. and a bunch of track men and women are there, working their butts off. So it was cool to see them. Put in the work,
yeah,
and then run and then beast
yes.
it
in the
trials and stuff like that. So, you know, they're going to be representing our country, and it's cool that I got to share like a little bit of a gym with them at some point.
Do you like one of the things we were talking with our producer about? I think I like the Winter Olympics better because from Texas, I can see people run, I can see people swim. I never get to see someone go, hey, do you want to go slalom or whatever? Like, that never happens. And so I think I'm more partial to the Winter Olympics, even though the Summer Olympics are awesome. I'm just like, I don't ever get to see these sports. I don't know what a luge is outside of this.
And it's crazy because, like, you have people who are dedicating their lives to these sports, too.
Right.
And it's like some of the sports that are so foreign to you.
Yes.
And, like, so, like, but they're masters at them.
You know?
Yeah. It's crazy.
And you see them sweep the brush on that curling.
It's real.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, real deal.
Canoe slaloms and all that, too. All
right, bobsled.
So, yeah, exactly. The when you get out of the car. You got the car, you got the clicker and everything. Do you hit it once
Mm-mm.
or do you hit it twice just to make sure?
You gotta hit it once. Once is just you not even thinking about it. Boom. Twice is when you walk away, you look back at it. Boom, boom. Three times. Did I lock that?
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Bump, bump.
Just got to make sure.
Are you ever afraid it's like a garage door opener? If you push it again, it'll reopen.
No.
I used to be terrified when I first started driving, if someone pushed my garage door opener, doesn't matter where I was. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I would push it again just to make sure.
No, yeah. I have like two garage door openers. I had two garage door openers at some point, and when I would press the opposite one, I would be like, dang, I'm miles away. And like, I hope my garage doesn't
exactly.
I was in
See?
San Antonio last week, and I pushed it, and I went, oh, man, I'm in Plano. Did I do that right? I don't know.
Logic dictates that.
Even though
you're
right on your street, and you're pressing it, and it's, like, not working, and you're like,
here I am 150 miles away going, I don't know.
That's definitely going to work. Zach Martin, I believe it was yesterday, said, hey, you want to stack good practice on top of good practice. I'm curious what that means to you in terms of team good practice, and then individually, what's a good practice for you?
Good practice to me is just feeling good. You know, obviously, there's going to be mistakes made, and sometimes that is part of good practice, because when you make a mistake, especially like if it's a new play or a new concept or someone throws something at you where it's like, you know what? I saw it then, but next time I'll be ready for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like even a mistake is good at this time, but a good practice to me is me coming out engaged. You know, I'm ready to work. I get my good warm up in. I'm feeling good, feeling nice and lubed up. And from the first snap, from the first start, like I'm locked in. I'm ready to give the calls. I'm ready to, you know, command. I'm ready to communicate. Like there's no lull. There's no lag. That's a good practice to me. Like, you know, being sharp and being crisp with communication.
How do you feel about How do you feel about the versatility thus far on this offense? Because obviously we had some people playing linebacker that you might think are better suited for safety. We've talked about how versatile Micah Parsons is. What do you think about the versatility this defensive group brings to the table?
You know, I feel like it's going to be interesting because we have a lot of ways to attack people. You know what I mean? We're going to have a lot of ways to draw things up in the dirt. And as long as everybody understands the concepts fundamentally, we can get a lot of things done in pressure-wise.
Yeah, I was kind of curious on that part of, like, a lot of Cowboys fans, they want to make up for what happened against Green Bay immediately. Would you anticipate, look, it's going to come out hot, or we're building to something with this defense?
You know, we got to just be right here, right now. You know what I mean? Like, you know, first of all, I wasn't here. So
yeah, exactly.
Point.
Exactly.
Point.
What happened? You know, I don't know. You know, so
we ran out of time. Yeah, that's what happened.
I have no idea. So, anyway, you know, we're building. You know, it's a long season. You know, we know that. It's a long training camp, and, you know, we got a lot of stepping stones to build out here before we even get some live looks. So, you know, once the lights come on, you know, things get real, real. And that's when you start knowing who's going to show up and who's not.
How many alarm clocks do you have set? But, like,
two.
Do you have two alarms set?
I have two alarms set, but I have a whole catalog full of, like, from like 5 o'clock to,
oh,
like,
no.
You know, to maybe 3-4 p.m. It's just like I could just scroll and just kind of choose the times.
Yeah, same thing up there.
You
just so I know.
You gotta choose your quadrants of when you want to wake up.
Okay, but
last night I did do the thing where I set it for 6, and then I rolled over and I laid there for about 5 minutes, and I went,
Did I set my alarm?
Oh my gosh. I was comfortable, and I didn't want to roll back over, but I knew I had to
because if I didn't, check it.
Okay. It was set.
For both of y'all, then, do you set an alarm that you actually get up at?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you set the 6 o'clock, 6.05, 6.10, you guys are driving me insane alarm?
I set the 6.05.
Oh, no.
And then the 6.10, and that's it. That's all I need.
Because I need
the
like 6.05, one or
the 6.05, I usually wake up on that one.
Okay.
And then I turn my 6.10 off. However, I can't ever get caught lacking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
exactly.
So definitely. I need that extra just in case.
Okay. I look, you've made it this far. We're hoping big things for you. So
yeah,
I guess
are.
I probably shouldn't tinker with your system. It seems like it's working. Eric, thank you very, very much for the time. We really f***ing appreciate it.
Hey, oh. Easy guy.
Oh, we're not doing that anymore. I'm sorry. Thank you very much, Eric, for the time. We really appreciate it.
No problem. I guess stay here.
Unprofessional on my part.
That was definitely unprofessional.
He was excellent, Corey. You were excellent, mm-hmm. except for that one other thing that you said. Very unprofessional on my part.
Oh, what?
When you said a swear word, too.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot of editing.
We did it. We all edited it together.
Yep, we did. We edited
it. I hate you.
It was a royal we, as we say, Reggie.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105 Through the Fan.
He waits, and the first pitch is ripped up the middle into right center field, a base hit. That one's going to roll all the way to the wall, cut off by Tavares. One run scores. Varsho rounds third. He comes home. The relay throw is held on to by Semien. It's a two-run double for Addison Barger, and the Blue Jays' lead is now 6-0.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Dallas Cowboys training camp. Want to thank Mickey Spagnuolo, Stephen Jones, and Eric Kendricks for all appearing on the On Time Experts hot seat. Remember, On Time Experts air conditioning and plumbing, same day service guaranteed. And we're getting more information on the multi-team trade that scores the Dodgers' Michael Kopech. We already talked about Eric Fetty going to the Cardinals and the White Sox saying, we will just take whatever prospects you won't use because we have given up on this season long ago.
Good.
Now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is ya?
Awesome, Heggy. How are you?
He's here!
Yeah, you made it!
You did it, man.
Did you ever have a doubt that you would be here on Monday?
I had a little bit of a doubt.
Oh.
You know, whenever you're flying a budget airline, you got to, you know, keep in mind there's math involved. And
yes,
that math does about 65% of the time. But I had enough of a cushion. You know, if I had to fly in this morning or even late in the morning with the time difference, I figured I'd get here one way or another.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I like that. I like that. Now, you're also not sunburned, which...
Yeah.
Almost everybody else seems to be in some way. Broadus has done a good job of listening
torn up
to Boz Luhrmann.
Yeah,
thanks,
really
Rudder
sunburned.
Room. What happened to you,
is
man?
Is it from the Rudder Room? Because you just hang out on the beach, right?
I think it probably is the Saturday at the Rudder. Yeah, I think that one did it. I mean, practice, I should have remembered.
Practice, too, man.
I should remember to bring some sunscreen because we deal with this, like, running around, and it's not covered. So the weather's incredible, but the sun will slowly just get you. And I think the Saturday beach day, just sitting out there getting baked in the sun. I guess Brian's got the sunscreen.
Wow.
I've had it all true.
Of course he's got it, and I just didn't ask. But, yeah, it got me. And then yesterday we were walking around at Santa Barbara, which was glorious and gorgeous, but baking some more.
You don't realize it whenever the weather
the sun was crazy
cool.
Too,
yeah, when the weather's cool like that, you're like, oh, everything's fine. And the next thing you know, you're like, hold on, what's going on
you
here?
Just, you wake up the next morning, you get in the shower, and you realize my arms are on fire.
I haven't seen Walchuk's face look quite like this since he went to that Red River game a few
Texas
years ago.
Texas OU.
Yeah.
This is we had the sunglass things burned into the
they
side
were burned. I'm telling you, until Christmas, they were burned into his face that year.
Yep.
So that what happened there.
And okay.
Kevin, you've avoided the sunburn.
That was the end of that sentence. I really thought y'all had more there. I was also reading about this Australian broadcaster, or I guess Eurosport broadcaster, was talking about the Australian, one of the Australian 4x100 teams, and said, well, the women are just now finishing off. You know what women are like, hanging around, doing their makeup.
Oh,
he
my
has
gosh.
Been
banished.
He has been removed from their Olympic broadcast because, you know,
telling
of
the
that
truth,
thing that
he
just
truth.
Said. Oh my gosh.
Cause, what?
Because that insanely
Did
you not offensive
learn your
thing
lesson
he said.
From this story?
I was just applying it, what I know of my wife, and it takes my wife a little longer because she's usually hanging around doing that. So.
Yes, like does not capture the spirit of the Olympiad.
That's right.
But the man does have a point, you know.
Women
really thought we were going to learn more from what's happened to this broadcasting fella. But
am I right?
Apparently,
am I right?
We have not. How do you guys feel about? Because we've talked about it more and more as the day has gone along. Obviously, once the news came out about the Rangers trading Michael Lorenzen this morning, a lot of people assumed the Rangers were going into sell mode, which makes no sense given the move they had just made a day earlier, and they picked up a bullpen piece in Walter Pennington. What did you guys think of the move? Because from a numbers perspective, I actually think this makes a lot of sense.
It's a brilliant move. Michael Lorenzen is starting to fade, much like he did last year.
He's
a free agent to be, and you were able to get a piece that they're probably viewing as is going to come and be able to help them next year in the bullpen. And right now, you got that. All three of your best arms. Are they on the team? We don't know,
yeah.
Right? So I thought CY is navigating these waters very, very brilliantly because I still don't really realize what this team even is. I mean, my hopes and dreams were a little bit shattered over the sweep.
Well, but the weekend couldn't have gone any worse. Not only did you get swept, obviously Michael Lorenzen got rocked. I know he came back in the next day.
Admirable.
And then
Gray gets hurt. This was a catastrophe baseball weekend for the Rangers.
It was. And it's even more of a catastrophe because Bobby looks right. And I hate it when Bobby's right.
Yeah, we all do.
What's Bobby hating about?
Bobby was like, oh, great, you everybody. Swept the White Sox. It means absolutely nothing. Don't get excited.
Well, look, you know, without the reinforcements on the way, sure, it's about a 500 team, okay? All they had to do was hold the fort down until the reinforcements got here. We get through the trade deadline. That's mission accomplished, boys. That was taken care of last week. Yes, it's unfortunate they have lost three in a row, maybe four in a row tonight before the reinforcements get here. But dang it, they're going to be here. And they're still within striking distance. 4.5 games. Okay, they'll have that cinched up within 2 weeks once all the boys get back.
Man, I love it.
I'm loving positive, Gavin. I can't wait for Saturday's practice notes.
No concern about Evan Carter being done, though? When you talk about the reinforcements coming back?
They're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. They got all outfielders. Right. They got outfielders. Fair.
They got bang bang now.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Bang bang.
I love this sense of positivity. We also talked about, obviously, early in the show, the loss of Sam Williams at a position that you don't have an overwhelming amount of people at to begin with, and somebody who has a lot of potential to look like they were on their way up.
Okay. I had a buddy of mine, long diehard Cowboy fan like myself. He texts me. He goes, you know what? People are freaking out over Sam Williams. Big picture, this is great for him. He just got injured. He's probably going to be able to get a team-friendly type
Agreed.
Of deal. He's about to get paid by the Cowboys.
Here we go.
That is what they do.
Without even having to play.
It's all part of the plan, baby.
He hasn't done much in terms of productivity.
It's the Sam plan.
Still a lot of potential. I mean, this is one of those where, he's probably going to go ahead and get himself a new deal out of this.
There's actually players out there if they want to go get. You know, this is a position when you look at edge. Charles Harris is a really good option for him. Carl Lawson's a good option.
And he tweeted out a star yesterday.
And Ngakoue. I mean, they're literally, if you ask me, had a chance to watch all those guys on tape this morning, give me Charles Harris, who played with the Lions. And that would be the one, and I'll walk you through it at 2:40 today.
Okay.
Why we're going to do that?
I'm very much looking forward to that segment.
That's a hell of a tease.
Boom. Nice word.
That is a tease right there from our guy.
The hardest working man in Oxnard strikes again.
Let's and go, maybe Brian the best Rodgers. Teaser of all time.
Couple more notes for you. Texans defensive end Danico Autry suspended 6 games for PED violation, and then I don't know if y'all have been out here or been out there for that. UIL football championships for the 9th straight year will all take place at AT&T Stadium, which, I mean,
They host it well. It's the best. They do host it well.
I think it is really, really
it
fun.
Is.
They do a great job. Even when it's fascinating to watch the 6-man football competition go on, but they do a really nice job.
It means a lot for those. Like, I'll never forget Longview. We saw the entire city show up to AT&T Stadium to watch them win their first state championship in like 50 years.
Oh, Haynes King and company.
Yes, it was brilliant
to see how people get in and out of that place throughout the day too. Is so wild because they're in and out.
The changeover
doesn't seem like it's too much chaos.
That's why they call it the football come and go.
Yep.
Hmm.
They always have.
Is that the energy you're bringing to the show today?
He seems like he's got a lot of positivity going right now.
That was a quality joke.
That was fast.
I liked it.
You got to stop
better
down
than your stupid
make
jokes
it a thing,
you keep sending me.
Kevin, now you're making it weird.
Yeah.
You didn't like my Olympics joke?
No, I don't
know. Did I tell you I'm officially out of the Olympics? I tried, but I fell too much.
All right, let's go.
Well, you're talking to a guy that falls in the Avis parking lot. So yeah.
just a quick programming update. Will McClay just pushed back an hour for us today, so it'll be 4 o'clock.
Nice. Well, that's nice of him.
All right. Anything else we need to tease for the show? I know y'all have been all over this.
Pure Gold, as always. Thanks for asking.
Yes.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.